The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality. And therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Mem. We begin on Lamed Tet Amud Bet, on the bottom line. Amar Bizera. New point. Amar Bichanina. Amar Rav Asher. Amar Rabbi. Eved Shenasa Et Bat Chorin Befne Rabbo. What did the Eved do? He got married to a Bat Chorin in front of his master, and his master didn't say anything, which means he allowed it to go through. So the Gemara says, Yatsa Lechirut, which means you could assume from that story that this Eved was free. Why? Was free already. Because the Adon would not have let this go through unless what? He actually freed him at a previous point. So that's an indication that the Eved must be free. Look at Rashi's Lashon. Top line, Yatsa Lechirut. Right. Which means, if he didn't free him at an earlier point, he would not have allowed him to marry a bat chorin. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, kol kach yesh biyadecha. He told him, wow, such a big chadush you're saying in the name of Rabbi? That's a big chadush. Why? He says, and Ishonez, I have a braita. The braita is a little different. Hakotev shtar irusin l'shifchato. Guy writes the shifcha k'na'anit, hare at mekudeshet li. Writes a shtar kedushin, machloket. Rabbi Meir omer mekudeshet. Rabbi Meir says, you got to assume that it is mekudeshet. Because why? That's an ayah that he must have freed her, therefore the kiddushin is hal. V'achamim omrim ena mekudeshet. Why? Because we have a rule. A person will rationalize when it comes to his own shefachot, to marry them. And therefore you have no proof that what? Actually free. So similarly, at least according to the hakamim, if a person rationalizes that what? It's my, I can do whatever I want, I can marry her. She's my shefacha, I can do whatever I want. Therefore he gives her a kiddushin. Therefore just because he gave her a kiddushin, there's no proof that he actually freed her. Also, similarly, when the guy sees his eved marrying somebody else, it should be noted ayah that he actually freed her. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, shtar irusin, third line, hare at mekudeshet li v'kitshabo. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, we can answer that be like this. כדאמר רבא ברב שילה, כשרבו הניח לו תפילין, הכנמה כשרבו הסיעו אישה. We're going to learn later on, in a case where the master put tefillin on his eved. He didn't just watch him put tefillin on the eved. He actually put the tefillin on the eved himself. Now, an eved normally does not wear tefillin. An eved putting on tefillin is an indication that he must be free. So the Gemara says, if he just put it on alone, maybe not. But if the Adon put it on, that shows why he's not going to make a Yisur on the Eved, unless he freed him. So I can say that B's talking about the similar case also. That what? Wait, not that he watched his Eved get married. He actually married him off. So in that case over there, when he actually marries him off, so that's going to be Eda Ayah, that he must be free. But this is a little strange now. Because that's the question. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. You're telling me that what? If he does it himself,
no
indication. But you're telling me if he gives it, it's going to be mutar. So the Gemara's question is, umi ikamidi de le'avde lo ma'abad le'isura, which is to the Eved, he's not going to make a isur, meaning to marry off to somebody else.
Avadis Rabbi himself is going to make Yisur. That doesn't make sense. At this point over there, we don't understand the Dehinuk that I told you before. At this point, we're thinking there's no difference between that whether he gives it to somebody else, he should be free. He should be free. Or whether he marries himself, she should be free. So comes again what Quran says. So therefore, we have to give another Hiluk. Amar of Naaman Bar Yitzchak. So he comes along and says like this. Hachabim my askinan. Going back to the Machloket of Hachamim and the Bimeir, is talking about like this. The Amar La Si'ibo Vitkadshibo. The Bimeir Savar Yesh Belashon Azel Lashon Shahrur. The Rabbanan Savi Im Belashon Azel Lashon Shahrur. Okay, now we give the Hilukim. You know what the Machloket of the Bimeir Hachamim is? New case. If a guy comes along and tells his slave, "Hare at tells the shefah, hare at mikudeshitli," everybody's going to hold what? No indication that the people. You know why? Because the guy rationalizes with his slaves, and there's no proof. Oh, however, if let's say he himself gave the evit to somebody else, that's an indication that what? That the Eved is free. Just like the case where he put the tefillin on the Eved. That's case number two. Case number three is Machloket. What's case number three? The guy comes along and tells his Shifcha, Hare at mikudeshet li vitzi'ibo. Behold, you are mikudesh to me, and this is going to be your freedom. Where he wants to use the Shtar Kiddushin as the emancipation, as the freedom. The Bimir says, why not? It's nice. And what's the logic of the Meir? Because it's got to be freedom. Because you can't marry her unless she's being free. So therefore, he wants to free her with that Lashon. Hakamim say, sorry. Lashon Kiddushin is not a Lashon for freeing. And therefore, we have three separate cases over here. Let's go to all the cases. Case number one is what? Where a guy, the case we just said, where a guy says, and he wants to use the Kiddushin as the Shahrur. That's Mahloket, Rabbi and Hakamim. Case number two is, sorry, Rabbi Meir and Hakamim. Rabbi Meir says, okay. Hakamim say not okay. Case number two, no, he doesn't want to use the Kiddushin as a Shahrur. He just tells the Shahra, Hara Mikudesh Li. So there Rabbi comes along and will say, or everybody will say what? No proof that she was freed from before. Why? Because the guy rationalizes when it comes to his own personal situation with his own shefahot. Masha'inkin, according to the B, where let's say he gave her to somebody else, he gave her to somebody else, similarly, he put the tefillin on the Eved, so in that case, so that is an indication. Masha'inkin, case number four, if he went and did it on his own, no proof. Right, the fact that he did it in front of the master, that is no proof. So you have again a case where he did it on his own, no proof. A case where the Eved did it, meaning married him off, that is a proof. A case where he did it himself, that's no proof because he rationalizes. And then you have a separate machloket where is kiddushin a lashon of a shihrur or not? Machloket the Bimeir and Hakamim. Man continues. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Eved. Sheniyat tefillin b'fnei Rabbo yatzah le'chirut. Yoshua ben Levi says, an Eved, he put on tefillin in front of his master, that's an indication that he must be free. And the master didn't say anything. So it must be freedom. Now again, an Eved can only normally say hayav in tefillin. He's only hayav in mitzvot like a lady. But she can't tefillin. From the fact that he put it on, the master didn't say anything, must be he was free. Okay, but what do you mean we have a question from Abraita Metive? Laba emenu Rabbo. Let's say the master borrowed money from the Eved. Or let's say the Adon made the Eved an executive administrator over his assets. Or she niyach tefillin b'fnei Rabbo. Or let's say put on tefillin in front of his master. Or she karat kosha pesukim b'tekenes b'fnei Rabbo. Let's say he got an aliyah to the Torah. And he read three pesukim from the Torah. All these cases over here, are ze lo yatsa lechayut, which means that's not enough indication that he actually was free. Now, one of the cases was what? Tefillin. Oh, so we have a stira between the Braita and Rabbi Yoshua. Amar Abba Barav Shila, kishen abo iniach lo tefillin. The case is talking about when he actually, the master put the tefillin on. When he puts it on, so therefore you have to assume what? He actually yatsa lechirut. So therefore that's the halut that we made. Where Stam, when he's watching him, he's doing it, not going to stop him. But the guy's not going to make an isur to put the tefillin on him unless he actually was
free.
Look at that she. Now she just says, "She'aniyah tefillin mifnei rabbo." So read that one. Now she, "En derech eved aniyah tefillin." The mitzvah asher shazman geramai. The laila loves man tefillini. Now she just explains to us why a lady is peturah from tefillin because it's bound by time. Because laila loves man tefillin. Once a lady's peturah, and Eved as well, because also he's not bound by Mizrat HaSesh HaZman Gerama. Continues, Ki ata ravdimi amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mi she'amar b'sh'at mitato. Pelonit shefchati al yishtabedu bo le'achar moti. Guy before he dies, he says, my shefcha, I don't want my children, the inheritors, to work her. After I die, kofin et ayorshi. According to Rav Dimi, which is quoting Rabbi Yochanan over here, when a person says Al Yishtabedu Ba, that is actually a Lashon Shehrur. And therefore, bottom line, the Kinyan Mamon is off. And therefore, what's left? Isur. So therefore, they forced the Yorshim to write a get shehrur in order to be able to not get married. That's what he said. Amru the fanav. So they tell Rabbi Yochanan, no sir. Rabbi Amir and Rabbi Asi, Rabbi, iatam odesh shebanei avadim. You won't agree that if she has children after this, that they're not going to be slaves. Which means he didn't mean to free her. When he said Al Yishtabdu, he just meant relax on her, don't be too tough on her, don't work her so hard. But really, she's still a slave, and if she's a slave, she has children, the children are also going to be slaves. They argued on that. They said, you don't look at it Al Yishtabdu ba, a freedom. That's not Lashon freedom, that just means go easy. Yeah, you have to go easy on her, that's what they hold. Ki ata Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. There's another version of the story over here. Gemara says the story was like this. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mi she'amar b'sh'at mitato, Plonit shefchati korat ruach astali, Ya'aseh la korat ruach. Listen, the guy before he dies, you know what? This shefcha, she was very good. She gave us a lot of benefit. Do me a favor, give her a lot of benefit as well. So comes Gemara and says, Kofin et ayorshin, you force the Yorshin to give a benefit. What is the ultimate benefit for a Shifcha? Freedom. But what's the mechanics here? Not that the word Korat Ruach frees her. No, Korat Ruach is just an indication what the owner wants to do. And we have a law that says Mitzvah Lekayem Devrei Amit, which is before he died, he already indicated, I want my Shifcha to go free. He didn't send anything into motion. Korat Ruach, she did me, I wanted to have Korat Ruach. So when the guy finally dies, Betin's going to intercede and tell the Yorshim, you got to free her. Why? Because the mitzvah to fulfill the words of your father. Comes again and says, Amar Amemor. Amemor continues. Interesting case of Amemor now. Amafkir Avdo. A guy was Mafkir is Eved. Okay? Oto Eved en lo takana. This Eved over here is stuck. My ta'ama gufe lo kanile. Which means the Adon now does not own the guf anymore of this Eved, which is the monetary side of it. He freed with the Efker. Isura udhika gabe. All he has left is the kinyan of the Isur. Isura lo mati maknele. You can't makne the Eved Isur. Which means this shita's holding, if you would write a get shehrur, when the get shehrur is matir the mamon, it's matir also the isur. Masha'enken, when you took the mamon off first, all you have left is isur, now you cannot be makneh to the eved. Therefore, he's stuck. He's in limbo. Shifchai cannot marry. Yisrael cannot marry. There's a new shita. We never saw the shita yet. This shita is holding. Once you get rid of the mammon, there is no takana. You can't even give a get shahrut. Till now we saw you give a get shahrut. Now we're saying no. If the only thing left is isur, you cannot be makneda to the ibid. Comes again when it's amar le rava shela memor. What are you talking? Amar ula. Amar bi yohanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abin Amar Rav Echad ze v'chad ze yatsal l'chirut v'tzarich get shichrur. What are you talking? We learned earlier a couple of dapim ago in the name of Rav. Rav said Hamafkir avdo yatsal l'chirut v'tzarich get shichrur, which is mashu what? Goes free and you give a get. You give a get shichrur. So you tell me now Amimor that the get shichrur is not going to work. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Lina Amimor answers, no, tzarich ve'en lo takana. All Rav was saying, you need a get shahrur, and you can't give one. And therefore he's stuck. That's not the way we understood it till now. Till now we understood Rav, that what? Give it afterwards. Now we're learning, no. When he said give it, meaning, technically you'd have to give a get shahrur to Mati the Isur. But you can't, because it's not going to work, because you took away the Mamor already. So then Mamor squares himself off with the opinion of Rav. Amre, the Gemara gives another version of the story that we just said. Amar Mamor, Mafkir Avdo Vamit. Different case. It was Mafkir is Evid. And then he actually died. Otoa Evid in the Takana. Why? Because who's going to write for him to get Shihrur? Which means, no. According to this version, if he was alive, no problem. This version holds, give him to get Shihrur. No problem. Mafkir Avdo, you got rid of the Mamon. Now get rid of the Isur. But why? He died. Since he died, you cannot be Yoresh Isur of the Evid to the kids. And therefore, there's nobody to write the Yeshurun Maita'ama Isurau Di'ika Gabe. There's only a Kenyan Isur that remains by the Evid. Visura Libre Lo Morit. You cannot be Morit to your children, the Isur Shimon. You can be Morit to your children, Mamon. But not the Isur. Therefore, the Evid is going to be stuck. Which, according to this version, in a Kenameh, if the Adon is still alive, give him a get Shahrur. It's arguing with the first version. The first version said, once you're mafkir, in the takana. This version says, no, you're mafkir, there's no takana, give him a get. The problem is, he was mafkir, then he died. Now he died. He's not around to give the get anymore. The kids are not morish. The isur, therefore, in the takana. Amar Rav Asher Amimor. So comes the Gemara and says, a question to Amimor. Beha, ki ata ravdimi Amar Yohanan. So what are you talking about? We had the case of Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yohanan. What was the case? The guy was on his deathbed. What did he say? He said, "Ploni shifhati al yishtabeduba." Right? He didn't want any shamud. And then what did we say? When he dies, so we understood the mechanics, what? That he is mafkia the mamon. When he dies, the yorshim will write a get shahrur. So you see what? You can be morish the isur to the kids. So what are you telling me, Amimor, you can't do it? Elo takana. We just learned Rabbi Yohanan. In the case of Shemun, you can. So what are you talking about? We told you that case was a mistake. Because we said that, well, since you can't do it, she remains a shifha. We explained that with those statements mean, al yishtabed means don't work hard. But she wasn't really free. Don't make a proof from that case. Amale. So comes the Gemara and says, my ta'uta is older. What's the mistake? The mistake was delo amra bilson shahrur. Ha amra bilson shahrur akinameh. The mistake of here was because you held that al yishtabed is not a lashon shahrur. You held that just means don't work, don't make her work so hard. Mashiachin, if you would use the right lashon, it would be good. And therefore the children would be able to be Mishahrir. So it's back to a question. Amimor. You said they cannot be Mishahrir, the kids. Cannot be Morisha, the Isur. But from this episode of Rabbi Yohanan, even though it was a mistake, the mistake Pshat is that the word Al Yishtabed, that maybe is not a Shahrur. But if he would have used the right language and then died, like the kids would be able to. So Amimor says, no. Amar Le, Ana Kedrav Shemuel Bar Yehudas Virali. I hold a different story totally. I hold that wasn't the story Bichlal. I hold the story was where he told the Eved before he died, this Shifchai gave me a lot of Kurat Ruach. I want to give her a lot of Kurat Ruach. He wasn't Mafkiya anything. He just revealed his Da'at, what he wanted to do. Therefore, when the kid's free, the kids are free because of mitzvah l'kayim, divrei amet. And there's no contradiction on me. Because, right, they're doing the whole thing. We're not mafkia anything. I said, if he was mafkia mamon, he's stuck. Because the kids are not yoresh isur. But what about the story of Rabbi Yochanan? What's the problem? The story doesn't argue on me. I learned the story was, she did Qur'an Ruach to me, give her Qur'an Ruach. I didn't activate anything. Right. Well, everything is activated only after he dies, therefore everything can be done. The Gemara continues, there was a certain city, and they were all Avadim Kena'anim living in the city, belonging to Yehudim. The Izdaban Le'ovde Kochavim, which means the city and all the Avadim, they were sold to Ovde Kochavim. Now you have to remember there's a halakha that says later on in Daf Mem Gimal, Hamocher Avdo Le'Oved Kochavim Yatzal Le'Hirut. If a person sells his Eved Kena'ani to a goy, the rabbis penalize them, and therefore the Eved goes free. So what happened? All these Yehudim in the city, they sold the Avadim to goyim. Kalu Marvada Batra'eh. Their second masters died, which means all the goyim that they were sold to died. Atu lekamed Ravina. So the Avadim came in front of Ravina. They wanted to marry Bat Yisrael. They figured they were free. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar lehu. He told them, Zilu ahderu abenim marveta kama'eh. Which means he said, go to the children of your original owners. It seems that the original owners also had passed on. So he said, go to the children of your original owners, and let them write for you a get harut, which means, even though the Hakamim put a knas to say that if you sell your Eved to a goy, that the Eved goes free, that's only le'inyan what? That's only le'inyan the mamon. Which means he doesn't belong to him anymore. But to matir the isur, you still need to write a get shahrud in order if they want to marry a bat Yisrael. Oh, so what do you see over here? You see over here a concept that what? You can write a get shahrud even though you were mashahrir the mamon shebo, even though you relinquished the monetary, still a shayach to write a get shahrud. So comes the Gemara and says, Amru le Rabbanan de Ravina. Veha Amar Amimor. That's the question. We learned the name of Amimor. Hamafkir Avdo Vamit. Right? A person, let's say, is Mafkir is Eved. What does Mafkir is Eved mean? He relinquished the monetary of it. Then he died. Oto Eved Eno Takana. Why? Because we learned that the children are not Yoresh, the Isur, and therefore they cannot. Therefore, the Eved does not have a takana. He cannot get married to a Bat Yisrael because he's still an Eved. He cannot marry a Shifa because he's partly free. Oh, so how could Amimor make that statement we just learned over here? That the rabbis told the children of the original owners to make a get shechrur. Amar lehu. So he answered, Ana kirav dimi svirali. He says, I hold like the story of Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yohanan. That said what? Remember that story? Always going back to that same story. The story was where the Adon, before he died, he said, Al yishtabedu ba achar mitati. Right? He said, after I die, I don't want you to be under servitude. And how do we understand that? He relinquished the mamon, and the deen was that the children were forced to give a get shahrur. So Ravina says, what are you worried about? I have no problem. I hold that you can write a get shahrur even after the mamon was relinquished. Amrule, so they tell him, what are you talking? Did Avdimi Tautahi? The rabbi said that story was a mistake. Which is, if you remember when we read that surah of Yohanan, the rabbis came back and said, what are you talking about? He didn't mean to free him. He meant just to say, don't work him so hard. So he didn't relinquish anything. Amar Lehu, so comes the Gemara and says, Mai ta'uta. What was the mistake exactly that the rabbi said? Bilshon shihrur. That's because, right, the law amra bilshon shihrur. Because the language was not a language that freeze. But if you want to use the right language, it would work, which means we would allow him to free the monetary and then later on the children to do the issue. So you see, you can do it. So he comes along and says, the Gemara concludes and says, Halakha follows the Bina, that even if there's only a Isur, if you got rid of the Mamor, it's only Isur, you're able to write a Get Shehru. That is the Maskana of the Gemara, that indeed you can write a Get Shehru alone, even though the Mamon is not there. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ahu Avda Debetere. Famous story. There was an Eved Kenani that belonged to two partners. Kam had minayu v'shechrere lepalge. So one of the partners got up and he freed him. So therefore he's partly free. Partly free means not fully free, because there's another partner that's still holding on to the rights. Now we know the Hakamim, we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, they imposed the law that said, we do not let an Eved remain partly freed, partly slave. Why? Because he's stuck, he can't get married to anybody. So what they usually do in that case is they force the other partner in order to free him. Now this other partner was a wise guy. He didn't want to get forced by the Hakamim to free a slave that he wasn't interested in freeing. So what did he do? He said, Amar Idach, the other partner said, Hashta Shami'e Berabbanan. Now the rabbis are going to hear what happened. Ummafsidu liminai. And they're going to force me to lose my slave, they're going to force me to free him. Azali went, Akniye libno akatan. So what did he do? He was makneh, the other halak of the Eved Kanani, to the katan, to his minor son. Now, the kid owns it. So what's the problem? Halakha says, En kofim lekatan. Beit Din does not force a katan against his will. So, yeah, you can makneh. You can makneh to the katan. So then he was makneh the Eved to the katan. A katan cannot makneh to a gadol. But you have da'at to be makneh. He doesn't have da'at to be makneh to you. He can own it. So the problem, what was the trick over here? He figured out a way to sidestep the hakamim. Because now already, once the katan owns it, now the rabbis can't come and force him. He's got his Eved. So comes the Gemara and says, Shalichei Rav Yosef Bered Rava Lekamed Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef Bered Rava heard the case. He sent it to Rav Papa. So Rav Papa tells him, you know what this case is following? It's following the Pasuk. Kasher Asa Ken Yaaseh Lo Gimulo Yashiv Lo Berosho. What he did, that's what we're going to do to him. We're gonna pay him back on his head. Which means, he wants to play with trickery? We're going to play with trickery also. We know how to fix this guy up. So what did he do? Anan Kimlan Biyinuka De Mekarba Da'te Legabez Uzeh. We know one thing about kids. Kids love money. And therefore, we can entice the kid without forcing him in order to free his chilek. So what did he do? Mukmina le apotropos. We're going to get an apotropos to represent the interest of the child, right? In order to free the Eved. And the apotropos is going to promise the child to give him a compensation. Umekarkesh le zuzeh. But when the apotropos is going to go there, he's going to shake the money, he's going to jingle the money. So the kid's going to hear the money, the kid's going to say, how do I get a piece of this money over here? He wants this money over here. So therefore, v'chatav ne'gita de'chiruta al shemeh. Then the apotropos was a zechut for the kid. Right? The apotropos is able to do something for the zechut to the child. The kid's getting the money, and he's going to get paid. So therefore, he was able to get them to agree the katan without by force via the money. Look at the top rashi on the Amud Bet. Umekarkesh le'avda zuzeh. So it says, Zuzeh, Devar mu'at li'inuka, ve'lo yitztarechu bet din lakufo. Bet din is not going to have to force him, because he yachleru middato, b'shvil Zuzeh. U'belav kirkus Zuzeh, lo efshar. If they didn't entice him with the money, they would not be able to. Why? Di'inuka lav bar kifiyahu. That's the rule. You can't force the katan. Ve'apotroposin en mesha'in le'otzi avadim le'harut. Right? The apotropos can only act to the benefit of the katanim, not to the detriment. Now, freeing the Eved would be to the detriment of the katan. The metaltelim, which means he has a mekka, which he can sell something, and therefore he sells it from the time that he's pi'otot. Pi'otot, the Gemara says, about 6 years old, 6-7 years old, that's the time that their kinyan is a kinyan, or their mekka, I should say, is a mekka b'metaltelim, and therefore the apotroposim work for the katan's benefit. Jingle the money, the kid says, I'm interested, and therefore the hakamim figured out a way that the guy will be forced to free up the slave, and therefore he's totally free, and therefore he does not have a issue. Mara continues, Tarul Abbanan. Aomer, Asiti Peloni Avdi Ben Horin. A guy comes along and says, and we're going to actually see in the Gemara in a minute, it's actually that he wrote this in the shtar. Because verbal is not enough, you have to write this in the shtar when he's freeing his slave. He said, "Asiti peloni avdi ben horin." I made my slave a ben horin. Or he said what? Asui ben horin. He is made into a ben horin. Or he says, "Hareu ben horin." In all these languages over there, the Gemara says clearly, "Hareu ben horin," which is if he writes this in the shtar and he gives it to the Eved, these lishonot. I'm asking that with this shtar, he is freeing him. However, a sinu ben horin, that already is a future language, right? I'm going to make him a ben horin. Rabbi Omer Kana. Rabbi comes along and says, it means a sinu with this shtar, and therefore he is a ben horin. Hakamim omrim lo kana. Hakamim means he's just giving him a paper, a sinu, with the next shtar that I give him. Therefore he's not free until he gives him another shtar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan comes and just explains to us the case over here. Vechulan b'shtar, which means we all agree that all these cases are talking about when it says Ha'omer lav dafka. Ha'omer means Ha'kotev. Taru Rabbanan. Ha'omer natati sade peloni leploni. Okay, similar case. Whatever we just said by Eved, we're now going to apply to a field. I gave the field to so and so. Netuna leploni. Harehu shelo. According to the deen in all these three cases, harei shelo. Etenena leploni. I'm going to give it to so and so. The bimir omer kana, which means etenenu bishtar zu. This is the shtar. Bakamim omrim lo kana. Because why? I will give it. This is not the shtar, but the next shtar that I give over. Amar Rabbi Yochanan again. Vechulan. Bishtar, even though it says Omer. We have to read the Rashi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vechulam Bishtar. Haya Omer Diktani. That what it said Kotev in the Braita. I mean Omer in the Braita. Kotevu. Shekatav lo echad min alishonot alalu umasar lo. Abad ba'amira ve'alma. Lo ave ben horin ve'lo paka mamone mine. ומצל למהדר ב, אם לא קנו מידו על ידי חליפין. Right, which means there's only one type of amira that will work. Actually, two amira, we'll see in a minute. One amira that works is a halipin, like we learned earlier, which means he gives him an item, he makes a kinyan on the item, the sudar, and that buys him his freedom. That can be done even vidibur. Kekone atzmo miyado bekesef, that's a kesef. Kedamrin ne'el, gabe ha'idu shakil, kumta. Like we saw the case of the guy threw his hat at the Eved. Shada be'inameh, like somebody mentioned, shchib mera. A shchib mera that says that he's freeing his slave, we know that the words of a shchib mera is kichtuvim dameh. Why? Mishum de devarat kichtuvim v'chimsurim dameh. Now, continue. So those are two cases that she just gives you where you wouldn't need a shtar. A chalipin, or if it was a shchid merah. Now, v'chulan b'shtar nameh desadeh. Which means v'chulan b'shtar is also referring to the case of sadeh, that you're also talking about where he said, but sadeh was sold to you, and all that case is also talking about shtar. Hachi mefarshinam. Dilu b'dibura lo mikniya ar'ah. That's right, with dibur, you cannot sell a field. Now that she comes along and says, Vani shamalti, v'chulan b'shtar, what does it mean, v'chulan b'shtar? Tzarich lichtov get shechnur, v'chen gabe sadeh, tzarich lichtov lo shtar matana, v'ha'omer diktani amira be'almahi. Which means, when the guys, he said it. He was, he actually said that whatever. I'm giving you whatever. But he actually has to write it, which means the omer that it says he said it, but he has to continue to write it. So I read that again. Banisha Marti, Bekulan Bishtar, Sarik Liktov Get Shahnur, Beken Gabes Sade, Sarik Liktov Loshtar Matana, Vaomer Diktani Amira Bealmai, Yesh Lakshot, Bishtama Gabe Evid. I understand by the Evid Ika Lemimar Bilson Herut, Paka Kaspe, Bekana Evid Atsmo Ben Horin, which is, I can understand by the Amira, you could be Makne, let's say, the kesef, you can make him is the monetary, and if we need a start in order to free the isur. However, which means, what is an amirah by a field? An amirah by a field makes no. Why would you have to do an amirah? Which means, ve'echi nema kana niid gabe natati v'netati nema are odas shekavan natan al yedei shtar. Which means like this. The second shadow that she wants to say like this, that when he says these words, Amira, it's indicative that he gave his shtar. The second shadow, here what the second shadow wants to say? That Ha'omed, when he says these words, Shihrarti et Abdi, that is one of those words, that's indicative that a shtar was given. So there's a who b'shtar, means so long as he gave his shtar, means so long as he did it the right way, but those lashonot are okay. So he says that would work by a Evid, where you can say that he made the Amidah, and the Amidah indicates that there was a shtar. However, that she says, by a Sadeh, it's not going to work such a shita. Why? Avagabe Sadeh, mi'ika lememarache, ve'echi nema kana, how can you say it's kana? Nihi degabe natati v'netatiya, nema hodash shekevan natana ide shtar, o bekinyam matana gemura, aval etenena, echi nema dekana. Which is in a case over there, etenena, which means I will give. How did you say I will give indicates that there was a shtar? How can you come along and say it's a kinyan? How can it indicate anything? And you have to say like the first pshat, that's the one we actually wrote these words in the shtar. If you can go with indication, it's not going to help you, because by the shadeh case, well, but a guy comes along and says, this field I will sell to you. How does that indicate that there was a shtar that was written? That doesn't tell you anything. And because Evan, I can come along and say, and then I gave him the mamon. Which is what somebody can see. It was in the Amirah itself.
I will free you. Right?
I will free you. She gives an alternate interpretation over here. Now she's alternate interpretation is like this. When it says the Gemara HaOmer, it means he actually said it. He said these lishonot by an Evid. So it's saying Amirah is not enough by an Evid. You also need a shtar. Because the Amirah, if anything, could only be mafkiya the mamon. And the shtar will finish the isur. Now she says, this is not going to hold water, this pshat. Why? Because even if you want to argue that by Sadeh case, it's the same thing. He said these statements. So what does it mean, v'kulam b'shtar? It means when he makes these statements by Sadeh, you could assume that a shtar was written. Okay, that's fine. But what are you going to say in the future case of the Sadeh, when the guy says Sadeh etenenna? Now what are you going to say over here? Which was the future language, it did nothing, that language, on itself. So what is the Gemara coming up and saying, Vehu shekatvu b'shtar? That's not an indication that he wrote a shtar already. On the contrary, he said he's going to give it. So therefore that does not hold water in the pshat. Therefore he says, we have to go back to the original pshat, which is what? When it says ha'omer, it means he actually wrote these languages in the shtar itself, not the pshat that he said it and it's followed up by a shtar. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan, ha'omer, asiti peloni avdi ben horin. Okay, you have a master coming to be more there. I freed my slave. Vehu omer lo asani. And then the Eved himself comes along and says, not true. Haishinan shemazika lo al yedei acher. Well, there, yeah, the Eved says, I'm not free. Now, how could that be? But he doesn't remember if he got a shtar. Say no. Could be he was mezaket al yedei acher. As we learned, zakhin adam shlo b'fanav. So could be he gave the shtar to a third party, and the third party was koneh, and therefore the Eved doesn't know about it, and therefore we can say that he actually is free. Correct. According to Shita, it says that it is need a zikut. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, next case. Katafti venatati lo. I wrote it and I gave it, I put it in the Eved's hands. Right. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't write it, you didn't give it to me. Gemara gives a very famous rule. No, the Baal Din over here is the Eved, which is you're trying to take, yeah, you're trying to come along and say that what, that you freed me, that I was sold. You're trying to say I'm free.
Help me.
I'm trying to help me, I'm free. I'm telling you over here, I'm not free. I'm incriminating myself. I'm coming to tell you, I'm an Eved. Which means, when a guy comes to incriminate, for example, a guy comes along and says, I owe the money. Or, I didn't buy the field. So, no, you bought the field. No, I didn't buy the field. You didn't buy the field. Which means, when a guy himself is modeh, that there was no transaction, it's to his detriment, so therefore we believe him. What do you want? This guy's coming and says, I freed you. So, Nashi. Hoda'at Baal Din. Read Nashi. Eved v'chen mekabel matana. Kevan de'amar. Lo kibaltiv. Since he comes, I didn't receive it. Ne'eman. V'yachol lo lahzor. V'neskot bo. Im yirtse. De'amrinan ta'a. We say that the Eved made a mistake. Kasabur shekibla zem. Which we say the giver made a mistake. Well, say the giver thought that the guy received it. He really never received it. And therefore, which means I can now be rizoche.
So the guy was not,
which means if I want now, I can take the Eved back. So that is to my, he's coming on incriminating himself to the degree where to him it's a hurt. And to the Adon, it's a benefit. So what? But Adon now gets his item back. Therefore he's Ne'eman. It means for me to be Ne'eman, for the giver to be Ne'eman, to say what? I gave it to him. He's saying
no.
Now explaining which is, how do you make such a mistake? He made a mistake because he thought that Eved received the stuff.
Okay.
The boss, he got confused. Eved never received the stuff.
Okay.
Now, what was the, let's look at it this way. What was that Adon trying to do to Eved? To benefit him.
Yeah.
Give him his freedom.
Right.
Right? So the guy comes along and says, I never received this benefit. I'm the one trying to benefit. I'm the Adon trying to benefit the Eved. I never received this benefit. I never received this matana. He's not being kofir. It's still around the matana. Right. I want to be your slave again. I'll still be your slave.
Right.
So therefore, since he's being modeh, that he never got the matana, and it's his, really, it's his detriment in a way, because now he has, it's his detriment, and it's for the owner's benefit. Therefore, he has an emanut.
The Tosafot has a question, and she is alluding to this question. The question which has been asked over here, what about the noten? The Chaurai is also a dad Baal Din. Right? Well, he should be really not. He's giving up his Eved. And it's to the benefit of the receiver. So the Tosafot and Ashi as well point out that the Inyan over here is, it's possible that the noten is going to make a mistake and think that he gave it, even though he didn't. Now, why would he make such a mistake? Because since he's intending to give it, and it's his mind to give it, that's what he's thinking to do. So sometimes when you think about it, that you're intending to do it, you think you did it.
Right.
And you didn't do it yet.
Right.
So therefore, on the Noten side, could be made a mistake, but the receiver, he knows, he's on the receiving end. He's waiting for this item to come to him. If he got it, he knows. And if he didn't get it, he's not going to make a mistake.
Right. Continues Omer. Natati sadeh peloni teploni. I gave a field to such a guy. V'omer lo natani. I didn't get it. Hayshina anshem azikalo al yedei ahed. So then you have to suspect that what? Maybe he gave it to a third party. Zachin Nadam shelo befanav. And therefore, really the Mekabel is not arguing on the notin. He just doesn't know. And I can say really he got him through a third party. However, he comes along and says, Katafti venatati lo. What are you talking about? I sold him the field. I wrote it. And I gave it to him. V'omer lo katav lo natani. I didn't get anything. Hoda'at Baal Din kemei ha'edim
daveh.
Which means, Hoda'at Baal Din, the receiver is saying, I didn't get it. So therefore, he is believed. Now when we say Hoda'at Baal Din kemei ha'edim daveh, just to point out, that's just a flowery language. Because really, there's nothing stronger than two edim. And like kemei ha'edim means, it's very strong, which means there's nothing more powerful. Okay, comes to Gemara and gives one last case. Gemara has a question. Mi ochel perot? Who eats the fruit? What's the question? Mi ochel perot? In the case that we said above, katafti venatati do. The Mekabel comes along and says, you didn't give anything. So we came along and said, well, we believe the second guy, the Mekabel. So the Ad Bahadim. So the Gemara wants to know, who eats the Perot? So the Kaula, what's the question? Comes the Gemara and says, that is the Amar, Noten Ochel Perot. Which means, the Noten. Since we believe the Mekabel, he's saying, I never got the field. So the Kaula goes to Noten. Rava Amar, Meshalshilin the Perot. Rava comes along and says, you take the Perot, you put it in escrow, and you wait for Eliyahu Navi. So the Gemara says, Velo Peligin. That's the answer. They're not arguing. Why? Ha Be'aba, Ha Bibra. Literally, one is with the father, and one is with the son. Now we have to put it in context of the cases over here. And the context is following. When we say Abba, that means the Mekabel himself. When the Mekabel himself comes along and says, I never got it, finish his belief. He knows if he got it or not. Therefore the Noten is going to eat Perot. However, Habibra, which means when the son of the Mekabel, he comes along and says, right, my father never got it. Well, he doesn't know if his father ever got it or not. Therefore he's Mesupat. Therefore, we don't know if it really belongs to the receiver or the giver. And therefore, in that case over there, we have to, even though the son is saying that his father didn't get it, we have to hoshesh. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he didn't know what happened. And therefore, in that case, we put the money in escrow for Eliyahu HaNavi. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.